Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Big 12 Nation. It has been a couple of weeks. There's a lot going on in college football. And, you know, let's talk about it. So the last couple of weeks, Charlie Strong has been doing really good for himself. Hopefully, he can finish that and win out. Is his job safe? No. But will he get himself another job? Absolutely. There's plenty of struggling programs around the country that want a new head coach. So, therefore, Charlie Strong will easily get himself a new job if he wins out from here, or Texas will come to his senses and they'll just keep him. Now, I've been critical of Strong. I've said he's a great coach, but I've also said he needs more time in Texas. When you're getting paid $5 million, you got to find a way to win. I don't care what your excuses are, what you want to say. You got to find a way to win. And for the most part, Strong has owned those decisions. He's owned not winning when he was supposed to win. He's owned the losses he shouldn't have had. So, real quick, yesterday, guys, my favorite game of the day was Kansas State versus Oklahoma State. Man, that game was awesome, guys. It was frustrating, too, because I think K-State could have won it. There were some bad play calls made with 10 seconds left. I don't know why you throw it to the guy underneath in that situation, which leaves you only one play. If they did it right, they could have thrown three quick passes on first down with 10 seconds left, and if it's there, it's there. If it ain't, it ain't. That's all they needed to do. Hike, throw it up in the air. Either he gets it or he doesn't. Hike, throw it up in the air. Either gets it up. Then fourth down, you scramble. So a little scratching my head about the play calling. Can you call, Bill Snyder, for not managing the clock right? No. And I mean, hats off to Oklahoma State. They find ways to win. Even when I don't think they're going to win, they come back and won. Iowa State took it to them, came back and won. This time, they came back and won at Kansas State. Last week, came back and won. So Oklahoma State, they just, I don't know. They find ways to win. It's crazy. It's going to come down to them versus Oklahoma. I definitely thought Texas could have beat them. Definitely thought Kansas State could have beat them. Definitely thought West Virginia could have beat them. But they beat all of them. So credit to Coach Gundy. What drives me crazy, though, is everybody complains that the Big 12 doesn't have great defense. And Coach Snyder shows great defense every single time. And what I think is funny is that we have all these sophisticated offenses, but you see that most of them are shut down with simple defenses. Like TCU manned up Texas Tech yesterday. So Strong manned up Texas Tech. The only problem is the switch routes and man. And then, man, you just got to make sure you play a certain coverage or a certain way so they can't call you for the switch route. So what you had to do is obviously keep it simple. But it was just – it was amazing, man. I really wish if anybody gets time on YouTube, they have replays. Check out the K-State Oklahoma State game. My game of the week is that. That was the funnest, most exciting game. Texas versus Texas Tech was fun, but that was exciting. Now, let's get into Baylor. I don't know what the hell happened to Baylor. I don't know if they're still sore. I don't know if they're still beat up from last week when they played Texas. Oh, what the heck was going on? But they came out slow and lethargic, showed no energy from the beginning, and they just got roasted by TCU at home. Like, it was embarrassing. And to think, you know what, I'll say this, actually. It's been a lot going on with Baylor, and I wonder if the kids just got to the point where they just all mentally broke down. Since the beginning of the season, everybody told them how bad their program was because of what the political correctness where ESPN got Art Briles fired when Art Briles should have never been fired in the first place because he wasn't going around doing anything. You can't control what people on your team do, period. And there's two sides to every story plus the truth. So none of us were there. We don't know what happened. All of these assault charges are all sketchy to me because in most of the situations, you see these girls are willingly going back to rooms with athletes. And you know that if you're going back to a guy's room with him at night, he's not going to play footsies or you know, chessboard games with you. It's obviously a reason why he wants you to come back to your room. And we need to just start being honest with ourselves and stop playing these childish games. But I think Baylor's players are tired of being beat down. Even when they said they had a chance at college football playoff, Des Howard goes on ESPN's College Football Live, and Paul Feinbaum, they keep bringing up the scandal. I don't know if they'll get him because of that. Then they get beat at Texas in a tough game. Texas is very hard to play at home. And I think after a while, they just mentally shut down and said, you know what? We have 7 wins. Whichever ones we can get from here on out, we don't care. And we finish the season how we finish it. Now, I think Baylor can get a couple more wins, but I just feel like the team is just mentally out of it after all the media, all the recruiting, and everything that's going on behind the scenes. It can eventually get to you, and you'll mentally break down. I honestly think that's what happened. That being said, don't want to take away credit from TCU and what Coach Patterson did. I mean, they went down to Waco and just destroyed them boys and got out of there. Now, as far as the worst game yesterday, that was the worst game to watch yesterday in the Big 12 because it was ridiculously long. The game was over midway through the third quarter, and it was like they just kept dragging on. Now, it was in the back of my mind saying, like, yo, can somebody just run the damn football and run the clock out so this game can be over? Because it was a ridiculously long, almost 4.5-5-hour game just in the middle of the day. So it started like 2 o'clock Central Time, went over to like 7. It was absurd. So it was boring, long, you know, thrashing. Next, obviously, was our favorite, Kansas Jayhawks versus West Virginia. And West Virginia did what they were supposed to do. I mean, it was 34-0 midway into the third quarter. They start pulling out some starters, putting some subs in, did what they supposed to do. Kansas kept competing. They're a team that's, you know, in turmoil, trying to get better. So they scored 21 points, didn't quit. The final was 48-21. Obviously, a lot closer than many people thought, but it was obviously over, and Dana Holgorsen understood. He has a tough game next week traveling to Austin, Texas, and there's no reason trying to get, you know, good points or show off points for that. Now, let's go ahead on over to a Thursday night's game, Oklahoma at Iowa State. Oklahoma got out of there really good with a good win. Great for the Sooners, and it looks like the Sooners could go undefeated, man. I don't see anybody that can stop them. They had 2 losses early in the season, which isn't fair. Ohio State's a top 5 team. Houston's a top 25 team. And they're just, you know, they schedule tough teams. So you have to respect that Oklahoma schedule tough teams. And wherever they go at in a bowl game, it's a New Year's 6. I hope they thrash whoever they play. Because as you see, the committee and a lot of people are not taking the Big 12 seriously, and they're not respecting the Big 12. So, therefore, what the Big 12 has to do is, when they get in bowl games, they have to dominate. But that's about it. That's the wrap. That's the roundup as far as the scores for this week. Controversy. There is nothing really going on right now in the Big 12. Except to see if Strong stays next year or not. Bill Snyder will retire when he wants. Dan Holgorsen, I think, is good. Some people are saying Cliff Kingsbury is on the hot seat, but I don't know. I mean, this is what, his 3rd or 4th year. I think a place like Texas Tech where the way Tuberville left and the way that Leach left, it's going to take a guy 6 or 7 years to get them double-digit wins. So I would say next year, Mahonis' senior year, look for Texas Tech to be really good. And I looked at their schedule. They still have winnable games. They still at Iowa State, they can win that game, and then also at home against Baylor, they can win that game. So they still have a chance to get to a bowl game. And if you're at Texas Tech and you get them to a bowl game every year, that's usually pretty good. Every 5 or 6 years, if you can get them in, you know, Big 12 contention, then, you know, for a title game, then that's fine. The only other thing I want to talk about is the big deal with the whole Big 12, how do you call it, the expansion thing, and they went on and on about that on ESPN. It actually kind of pissed me off because a lot of, damn, I'm sorry, y'all, I had to look at this real quick. It's not looking good for Baylor. It's looking like they might finish 6-6. They go to Oklahoma next week. They play Kansas State at home. Kansas State is no joke. At Texas Tech, at West Virginia. Texas Tech is hungry for a bowl berth. West Virginia is insanely hard to beat at home. Oklahoma is insanely hard to beat at home. Kansas State, we'll see. That looks like they could be the only other win. We'll see. And I'm glad that they had those t-shirts yesterday for Art Briles, because he shouldn't have been fired. It was stupid. And I can't wait till the NCAA athletic directors and administrators don't pull a plug on political correctness and evaluate the situation based on right and wrong in their opinion. Every human being has a conscience. Every human being makes their own decisions. You can't hold other human beings accountable for what other ones do outside of football. I'll tell you, outside of football, if this happens, you're in trouble. But if you get suspended or you get arrested for something, that's on you. We'll stick by your side, but if you're found guilty, we got to move on. Now, yeah, Baylor, I'm sorry I had to switch the subject, but, I mean, Baylor has, man, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they go 7-5. Maybe they can beat K-State at home, but Kansas State is probably going to be hungry for a, you know, a win. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, let's back to the controversy. So for all these years, no disrespect to CBS, I'm sorry. ESPN, Fox Sports 1, all these people have been saying Big 12 needs a bowl game. Expansion, expansion. Then when they get expansion, ESPN and Fox Sports 1 hate some of the teams they want to expand with and say they don't like the competition. All right. Then after they say they don't like the competition, it gets even funnier, guys. When they say, all right, we're not going to expand the conference, then they turn around and say, oh, well, this looks really stupid for the Big 12 because if anybody gets a conference championship game, they'll be automatically out of the college football playoff because they didn't do anything with the expansion. Then the governor of Texas comes out and says Houston deserved better. Then ESPN switches their story and says, oh, I don't know why they didn't add Houston. Here's my problem. ESPN and Fox Sports 1, y'all just said y'all didn't like the people that y'all was going to take money away from for the people they were willing to add. Then when they don't add anybody, y'all still find a way to complain. This media, this mass media, this national media, it's silly, and it's insane. It's silly, and it's insane, and it's childish, and it's getting, like, really old. And I'm tired of people letting them pull the plug left and right on everybody's decision. Right now, and then, you know, when I watch ESPN, then you got Paul Feinbaum and Booker McFarland laughing at the Big 12, like, oh, they don't have a chance to get in the playoff, but it's just like, okay. This is why I want Oklahoma to play somebody who they SEC team that they say is good in a New Year's Five Bowl, and I hope they run them out of the damn door. I hope Texas plays the SEC team in a bowl game and runs them off the damn field. I hope everybody, Oklahoma State, same thing. I hope they kick these teams butt and run them off the field because I'm tired of them acting like, now the Big Ten is good. They're always respectful. I like the Big Ten. But these SEC guys, it gets old with them thinking that they're the only thing that's important to football, or they have the greatest conference in football. Then a couple years ago, when they went to the bowl games, and they got thrashed by every damn team that they played, and they lost the majority of the bowl games, everybody made an excuse. Oh, well, they were so beat up because they had a tough schedule. Bullshit. They're overrated. So it's a lot going on, guys. Let's go over next week's schedule real quick. Actually, let's take a quick break. Let's go over next week's schedule, and then we're going to get out of here. It's Big 12 Weight Nation, November 6th. Going on week 8 and week 9, man, where is the season flowing to? I just remember July when I was previewing the teams, and it's already November. All right, guys, thanks for being gracious. I'm back. All right, we already talked about it. Obviously, next week, Oklahoma plays Baylor. Texas plays West Virginia. Texas Tech, I believe they're away. Let me see who Tech plays next week. Tech plays at Oklahoma State. If Tech can beat Oklahoma State, good for them. We'll see what happens. But I don't think they will. Kansas, let's see who they got next week. Ooh, this will be the Bumbo. What this means, let me take that back. This will be the game who decides that I'm going to get one Big 12 win, and you're not. And that is between Iowa State and Kansas. This is at Kansas, so they're both about – actually, that's my game of the week. Y'all can laugh all you want to. That's the game I want to see. I want to see who wins versus Iowa State and Kansas to see which coach has a better chance on getting to a bowl game next year or in the future. So that's my game of the week off top. Nothing. And I'm dead serious. I want to see who wins this game between Iowa State and Kansas. This is going to be actually a good damn game. I want to make sure I go out my way to see it. All right, guys, let's go to TCU. TCU's off next week, so they got a bye. So, good for them. TCU's got a bye, they're off, and K-State's got a bye. So, we only got 8 teams playing, so we only got 4 games next week. So, it'll be fun. We got the game for the last place, who's not last place game. We got WVU Texas. We got Tech at OK State. And then we got Baylor at Oklahoma. So, it should be a fun week, guys. And more to come. I can't wait till the college football playoff comes out. See what they have to say. The final rankings. I mean, I just can't wait for all this to play out. See what bowl games people go to. Texas still has to win and get bowl eligible, so it's still a lot on the table for Charlie Strong. He's won 2 straight. Let's see if he can win 2 more straight. If he can win 2 more straight, I think he saves his job. So we will see what happens. This is Big 12 Nation, week number 8/9/10, depending on what bye week your team has. And it's November, guys. 3 more weeks till Thanksgiving. And we know that's going to be a fun game, Thanksgiving, Friday night, and Thursday. Love everybody. Be safe. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the work week. Try and get through it. And we'll be right back here next week doing Big 12 college football, the best conference in the country. I'm out, guys. Have a good one.